This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
And so sickness and disease began to come to his body. When the sickness and disease began to come to his body, he said, somebody told him, said, you need to listen to this CD I've got about this Baptist guy. And he said, a Baptist guy about healing? He said, yeah. He said, forget it. Them Baptists don't know nothing about healing. So he said, I wouldn't even listen to it. So I wouldn't take it. See, we're unfortunately, us as Baptists, we're known because we don't believe in these mighty miracles of God. So we're known like that. We're known to be the teachers of salvation. But, you know, when it gets to the rest of it, well, you know, demons and sickness and healing and all that stuff, you know, well, we're not very involved in that at all. And we're known like that. You know, we're known, once saved, always saved. The Baptists are known for that. Let me tell you, that ain't true either. I guarantee you, I've learned that's not true either. So we've made a lot of mistakes as Baptists. People argue with me on that, but that's okay. That's okay. But anyway, this guy, he said that he was standing in church. I mean, just think, he's standing in church with his hands worshiping and praising God. Now, he's got a problem, a hemorrhoid problem, what it is, and he's bleeding. He has a problem bleeding. And he said, I'm standing there worshiping and praising God, and all of a sudden, I'm just praising and worshiping God. And all of a sudden, I felt a warmth come right down and just hit me right on top of my head, go right down through my whole body. And he said, man, I knew I was healed. That's it. God touched me right there. He said, I had a supernatural feeling. And said, no more blood, no more hemorrhoids, everything's perfect. He said, I went along for 6 months. Everything's perfect. He said, somebody had told him about me, and I'm not sure that this is where he come into this or not. But anyway, as we talked about this, he said, I've now for sure learned about how you teach about how demons always come back for a counterattack. And he said, I didn't know much about this at the time, but he said, 6 months after this, one day I went to the bathroom. When I got up, the stool was full of blood. I thought, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, am I in trouble? So he said, I called my wife. She's a nurse. She immediately set up an appointment with him with a doctor. And he went to a doctor. The doctor checked him. The doctor said, this is bigger than me. You're going to have to go to a specialist. But you may definitely have a problem. He said, I walked out of that room. Said that they made me an appointment with another doctor. He said, I walked out of that room. I walked out of that hospital. And I stopped out there and I said, Lord, I know you healed me 6 months ago. It's a done deal. If you heal me, I'm healed. There's no doubt in my heart. It's done. I don't care what kind of symptoms I had. I don't care. I don't know what brought these on. But if I'm healed, I'm healed. And I ain't going to another doctor. I'm just going to go back to work and I'm going to have no more problems in the name of Jesus. He said, to this day, years later, I have never had a reoccurrence of a drop of blood come out of my body. Now see, he believed God. See, here's what the Lord tells us in His Word. In James 4:7, He tells us, submit yourself to me, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. In James 4:7. Now then, I don't think we understand. We read that. We even got that memorized, but we don't know what it means. If we submit ourselves to God, then that means we're His children. We know Him. We love Him. We read His Word every day. We go to church. We praise Him. We thank Him. And everything we do, we sit down to eat or drink something, we praise Him and thank Him for it. We give Him the glory for everything we do every day of our life. Not just when we feel like it. It becomes a routine way of life for us as Christians to give God the glory. Every day. Do nothing except in prayer and thanksgiving. Everything by prayer and thanksgiving. So when you start doing that, you've submitted yourself to the Lord. Now then, you remind the devil, when you've submitted yourself to God, the revelation will come that He bore your sickness and removed your disease. So if the Word of God makes this promise, of course, He told us this in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. When you go back to Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, if he bore your pain and he bore your sickness, then, you know, you have to stop and think about it like this. If Jesus said he was going to do that in Isaiah 53, 750 years before the coming of Christ, and then when Jesus came on the scene 700 plus years later, and then he wrote for us in Matthew 8, 16 and 17. Matthew 8, 16 and 17 says, when evening was come, he went about casting out devils with his word and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. And this was to fulfill what was written by Isaiah the prophet himself. You might get your Bible and open it to Matthew 8, 17 and just see if your Bible says this. Because you need, if you don't know these scriptures, you need them hidden in your heart. Because if you want to walk in divine health, you're going to have to learn who the enemy is, and you're going to have to learn how to overcome this beast, and the only way you can overcome him is with the written word of the living God. If you don't have this word hidden in your heart, you don't stand on this word yourself, I can assure you, if you don't stand on it and claim these promises every day, many times a day, I'm going to guarantee you, you will not be able to walk in divine health. And that's where we all want to walk, is in divine health. You don't want to have to receive healing. You want to walk in divine health. That's where you want to walk. And that's where, but it definitely takes some effort to do it. I mean, it takes effort. Lots of it. You know, so, but in Matthew 8, 17, it says, this was to fulfill what was written by Isaiah the prophet. Himself, Jesus, bore your sickness and removed your disease. Or he bore your infirmities and removed your disease. Now, if Jesus, think about this. I used to think about this when I'd read it. I think if Jesus himself, if he bore or took away my sickness and removed my disease, then why in the world do I have it? You ever stop to think about that? You know, logically, as an engineer thinking, I'm thinking about if he redeemed me, and he says he did, but if he bore my sickness and he removed my disease, then why in the world do I have to be sick too? There's not any use in me and Jesus both having to be sick. If he bore my sickness and removed my disease, and why don't I just say, Lord, I'm going to let you have it. You can take it. Since you've already bore it, and you've already paid the price for my sickness and disease, then there's no use in me having to bear it too. So, Lord, by faith, I am receiving that promise, that by your stripes I am healed. I'm going to walk in obedience to your word, and so from this day forth, I'm never going to be sick again. Now then, did he say that in Matthew 8, 17? Did he say himself? Himself, Jesus? He bore your sickness or your infirmities and removed your disease? Did he really say that? Well then, if he done it for you, if Jesus done that for you, then why in the world do you and I have to be sick today? Well, the reason we're sick today is because we really don't know and believe these promises. You know, I mean, the Lord tells us lots of things to do in His Word, and we don't believe Him. We do not believe Him. Now then, I'll tell you something that's one of the hardest things in the world for me to overcome. I mean, and you're going to see it in your own self. Just like yesterday I'm out trying to buy parts and get stuff done, trying to get some cars going, trucks going, and all kinds of stuff. Trying to get stuff for the house and all kinds of stuff, and I'm all over the place running and everything, and I called a little girl, or it happened to be a little girl, at a parts house, and I had a list, and I told her what I wanted, everything. And she had everything but one hose. I said, no, and told me what it costs, everything. But, so I said, okay, no problem. I said, put all that on that list, pull all those parts, and I'll be right over there to get them. I got over and walked in. Nobody knew about it. Now, I didn't take my list back with me again. Now, I got to remember this list from memory. I walked in and I said, well, I want to know who the girl was I talked to. Well, they finally found her. And she remembered some of the things, and I remembered some of the things, but there was about five items on my list they didn't have at all. Now, you know what we do when we go like that? None of y'all like me. I start to walk out the door, and I'm thinking to myself, well, see if I ever come back in this place again. No, I'm sure none of y'all ever done that but me, right? I'm sure y'all say, oh, praise God, thank you for all these wonderful tests and trials, Lord. Bless your holy name. I'm just walking in love. No, it's so easy to get off grumbling and complaining, isn't it? It's too easy. So I'm having to catch myself. Oh, Lord, I repent. Lord, as soon as they come out of my mouth, of course, I'm just lightly saying this as I go out the door. I don't want nobody to hear me, see. But then I walk over to the electric place. I called the electric house and I said, you have a heater? And the guy said, yeah. And I said, I need a 1500 watt electric, 115 volt wall heater. He said, no problem, I got one. I said, how much is it? He said, $33. I said, good, I'll be right over to get it. I go over and I walked in. I said, you got that heater? He said, what heater? I said, the electric 1500 watt, 115 volt that I called about, in wall heater. Nobody even knew what I was talking about. So I go over and look it up in the book. And I mean, same company, you know, I mean, I know I've been there lots of times, so I'm not at the wrong place. They finally find the heater. He brings it up and puts it up there, and he says, there it is. That's what you wanted? I said, that's what I wanted. Wall heater, 1500 watts, that's it. Broom, same company name, everything. And he said, that's $55.40. I said, $55? Well, it's a $33. Well, I don't know who you talked to, but said it's $55. I said, it's getting to where you can't talk to nobody that knows what they're doing anymore. By this time, I'm almost right here. Anybody ever get there? Any of y'all ever have this problem besides me? So I thought to myself, okay, $55. I'll pay the $55. And I walked out the door and I thought, Lord, how easy it is just to... Lord, I said, Lord, you know, I wanted to just reach up and grab them two guys and say, what are you guys doing? You know, but you know you can't do that. How easy is it to step into grumbling and complaining? I mean, how many of us have done that? Anybody done that this morning since you come to work? Or before you got here this morning? Some of you have this morning. That's so easy for us to do. Well, do you know that in Philippians 2:14 the Lord says do all... In fact, somebody turn to Philippians 2:14 and see what He said to do and what not to do in Philippians 2:14. And see if this could possibly have any effect on us being sick or afflicting us. The average person will say, that couldn't make me sick. But let me tell you, it can. Guarantee. Philippians 2:14.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.